We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
So now I have really three people that I'm really close to in my life that have COVID breakthrough cases, and has me wondering, how common is this? And I don't want, here's my issue is what happens is the trolls latch onto this and say, see, the vaccine doesn't work, and I don't want that to happen. I grabbed one of the best doctors on the planet, who's also my friend, Dr. Graham Snyder, Chief Medical Officer at UPMC. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. It's good to join you this morning.
Well, is important to me because now I'm hearing more and more breakthrough cases. Is it just my world and just happenstance, or are they becoming more common, sir?
Well, as the pandemic goes on and more infections happen overall, we will hear about breakthrough cases. We've known about them since early after vaccination, but they remain infrequent. I think it's important to focus on the primary job of the vaccine is to keep you safe from serious complications, including requiring the hospitalization or an intensive care unit or, gosh forbid, dying. And then the vaccines still do really well at that.
It's fantastic information. I do not want folks to use this to suggest the vaccine doesn't work. Doc, do you have a rough number? I'm hearing 1% to 3% of cases are breakthrough. Is that accurate, sir?
Yeah, that's probably about right. It depends on how long ago you were vaccinated, what type of vaccine to a small extent, and how you're doing the counting. But there's another aspect of this that I want to emphasize.
Yeah.
While some people may get sick despite being vaccinated, what we also know is the vaccine means you're going to have a less rocky course than you would have otherwise. Put differently, the vaccine helps your immune system be prepared and respond to the virus. So what would have happened to you if you weren't vaccinated is almost certainly worse than your illness if you are vaccinated. It's hard to reflect in the numbers. That's a hard thing to study. And so even though we're talking about breakthrough cases, those folks who are still unfortunate and getting an infection despite being vaccinated, it's an easier road than it would have been.
This is so poignant. My partner Patrick in Get Marty, he's at home right now with COVID breakthrough case, and his wife, same thing. She was sick for about 4 days. He just busted over the hump, and he's going to get better. So the point is, this may have saved their lives, right?
Most certainly. Most certainly. And we know the vaccines are really effective. Now, I keep saying really effective. They're really good. Vaccines aren't perfect. No vaccine is ever perfect. These are about as good as vaccines can get, and they do really, really well. But they don't prevent you from being exposed. They only keep you well if you are exposed. So we still have to think about staying safe by avoiding the virus altogether. As we're getting back to more and more usual activities, if you're vulnerable to complications, if you're somebody who may not do well if you get COVID-19, or if you're somebody who has an immune system that may not respond to the vaccine, it's particularly important to avoid the virus. Masking works. Distancing is effective. Avoiding large groups where transmission could happen is important. And the same is true if you're young and healthy and you have somebody vulnerable in your life. To protect them, it's important to avoid the virus because the vaccine may keep you well, but it's not a guarantee to keep you from being contagious to others.
Dr. Graham Snyder, UPMC's Chief Medical Officer. Hey, Doc, so Patrick still has a fever, still has flu-like conditions. Under what circumstance do you recommend folks look at the monoclonal antibody, sir?
That's a great point to make, Marty. The treatments for COVID-19 are the same whether you're vaccinated or not, and that includes monoclonal antibodies. So while vaccine improves your odds quite a bit, if you do get sick despite having been vaccinated, it's still important to talk to your doctor about what treatments are available for you. Monoclonal antibody is one we've been talking about a lot, because it's proven to be very good at keeping people out of the hospital, but you got to think about it right away before your illness progresses, if it's going to progress. So if you get sick with something that could be COVID, whether you are vaccinated or not, make sure you get tested, and talk to your doc about treatments that may be available to you.
You said something that's so relevant. Give or take a few numbers, the flu vaccine some years can be only 50% effective. And this is high 90s. Am I right? So people have perspective on this, sir, right?
That's true. And the reason we get a flu vaccine every year is because the flu viruses, there are multiple circulating, they're constantly changing. The good news so far for COVID-19 is that the vaccines still work well against the Delta variant, which is currently circulating. And while we're keeping our eyes out for a changing virus, the vaccines still work despite the fact that the virus has changed during this pandemic. And that's how it's different from influenza.
Hey, Doc, I had the booster Friday afternoon. Actually felt like I had flu all weekend, chills, fever. Some of people were telling me that's a good sign. What's that mean?
Just like symptoms after the first or second doses of vaccine, some people have symptoms and some people don't. A few people will have symptoms like you did where it might have you lay low for a couple days. They typically don't last more than 2 or 3 days. And it's just your immune system responding. Everybody's is a little different. So for some people, you feel that response a little differently. What we know on average is that for people getting their third dose, their booster dose, that the side effects aren't really that much different than the second dose. Which is good news overall, because why many of us felt some achiness, shoulder pain, maybe some chills or sweats like you did, they're generally quite tolerable and much better than actually getting sick with COVID.
Hey, Doc, you know what really troubles me, man, is a guy posted on my site this weekend, 17,000 people have died from the vaccine. We can't stop the lies, can we, sir? We just can't.
It's difficult, but it's important for us to focus on what we do know. And the FDA and the CDC have done a remarkable job scrutinizing these vaccines, being transparent about their process. And so far, for all the people who are eligible to receive the vaccine, the benefit far outweighs the risk.
It's absolutely 100% accurate. Dr. Graham Snyder, UPMC's Chief Medical Officer, you're the best. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me on the program, Marty.
He's the absolute best.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.